they call it a sugar scoop? That's
well, it's a scoop.
I
want to see if we're getting, just want to make sure that this is recording properly.
Well, in the mirror, yes. The frame.
Okay, I guess that should be.
In that way. You get, now like kitchen, every once in a while I think, really, kitchen looks prettier with painted cupboards. But, it's too hard to keep clean. And varnish, you just wash it and, so I've never changed it.
Okay, I'm sorry, we're gonna head backtrack a little bit, just because I don't know exactly where, see, that has a leader on it that doesn't record. This was.
Palm.
Palm.
Okay, and these are.
Fist.
And the elbow is a.
Joint.
Am I supposed to say it two or just one?
Well, whatever, just, again, if you don't talk at the same time, that's the big thing, is it, on the tape recorders. And this is my.
Chest.
Okay, and.
Your shoulders.
Okay. If you have a fellow that you know plays professional football, you probably figure he's pretty,
husky.
Oh.
Okay, meaning what? What does husky mean?
Big.
Strong.
Muscular.
Muscular, okay. Yeah. What does the word stout mean?
Fat.
Stout.
Depends a little on what the subject is, I guess.
Well, talking about people, what,
Stout.
Stout.
I usually think of a Boy Scout.
Stout.
Stout.
S-T.
S-T, oh. That means heavy to me.
All right.
I said fat.
It's sort of a nice word that you...
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody has got a lot of energy, you might say he's,
Peppy.
Anything else you might say?
Energetic.
Or...
Ambitious.
All right. If you have an older person, say, that still has a lot of energy, you might say he's,
healthy?
Or, you wouldn't say anything like, spry or anything like that, or,
Well, yes.
How would you use that, say, that so-and-so is,
almost spry for his age.
All right.
That's what they tell him. At 70 years old, he does much more than most people do at 70 years old.
True. He does more than I do at 31. I don't know, say if you went to a real, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this. If somebody didn't want to go, say you had a kid that didn't want to go into a real scary movie, you'd figure he didn't want to go because he was
frightened
or
scared. When you said scared,
well, I just want to find out what you'd use.
If he didn't want to go to a scary movie, you wouldn't say a sissy.
Okay, well, that's I was just wanted to see if you were using anything like either afraid or even a feared or anything like that, but just scared is what you'd say.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody, say you had a mechanic that forgot to put the air filter back on your car and you drove off, something like that. You might say the mechanic was kind of,
thoughtless.
Or.
Neglectful.
Or anything else.
Careless.
Yeah, careless. Okay, can I get a pronunciation on that?
Careless is what I thought.
I thought
I said that.
Oh, okay.
You didn't.
Hmm?
You said thoughtless and then I went off.
If somebody is acts kind of funny all the time and doesn't act right to you, I mean, acts like there's something wrong with him, what might you say about him? He's kind of,
punched in the head.
Okay. Any other words you'd use?
Well, you wouldn't say crazy. I don't know.
He's not quite bad enough to be crazy, but he sort of does things that are a little odd. You might say he's
kind of loony.
Okay. Any
either of them.